today, more of the views of businessman Sean DeFreitas on the development of St. Lawrence Gap. He says that if you go on TripAdvisor, you will see a lot of complaints about harassment in the Gap.
While it may not seem that annoying to a local because he doesn't get it on a regular basis, for the visitor, it is quite annoying. And to walk away from it, if you try to walk away and shun it and just ignore it, you're then called rude and, you know, you don't want to talk to people, you don't like Bajan people, you shouldn't come to Barbados, and that sort of thing. And that really is not necessary.
How do you see that being addressed, though?
Well, it has to be addressed. That really is something that has to be addressed with education to start with. We need to start educating people in Barbados a little bit more on how important this tourism product is to us, what it means to our development, what it means to people and jobs and so on. And don't get me wrong, I know that from the time you start to talk tourism and development and so on, a lot of people will come out and say that, you know, everything can't be done for the mighty dollar. But it's not just the mighty dollar. We have to understand that tourism is a form of us making good for all. So people need jobs. We need to have everybody employed. And tourism is one of those places that we can have what I call upward movement of employment, in the sense that people can find jobs in tourism, from being a gardener or a room cleaner or a chef or an accountant or a manager. Or, you know, and the list goes on and on and on, the amount of jobs that are available in the tourism sector. And that benefits all.
We drew his attention to the observation that tourism is also seen as an opportunity to give average Barbadians more of a stake in the industry. In that regard, there's also much talk about community tourism. So how does Mr. DeFreitas see that in the context of his vision for the redevelopment of the Gap?
I think that we all miss the point when we believe that when we speak about harassment, that we are speaking about legitimate vending. We're not speaking about legitimate vending. We're speaking about the guy that walks down the road, begs for cigarettes, and wants to know if you'd like a little Charlie, or wants to know where you're going tonight so he could come and have a drink with you. And we're not talking about people that are trying to legitimately vend and so on to make a living. That is a different thing. And we also have to understand that with vending, that again, if you walk into a place and everywhere you turn somebody's behind you, on you all the time, you kind of get a little annoyed and step back, don't you? Now, if you walked into an area, if you wanted to purchase things and there was an area set up for you to go purchase those things, you go to these areas and you purchase those things. And set up nice, and people are nice. Right here along St. Lawrence Gap, there are several vendors that work along St. Lawrence Gap, and you can see them set up on the sides of the streets. And they are lovely people. People stop and speak with them every day, and they sell their goods and services and so on. These are not the people that we're talking about. These are the small business people that can make it in this industry, that understand what the industry is all about. These people will always continue to make a living and should be supported in what they do. But what we're talking about is the harassment, where it comes to a level with people walking behind you, following you around, begging you for things, trying to sell you things while you're moving, and so on and so forth. That is the harassment level we're talking about. Small business, I believe in that to the max. I believe we don't do enough of it in Barbados. I believe that, you know, we should be doing a lot more what I call community tourism, true community tourism, where we're involving the old lady that has a chattel house up in Martins Bay that would love to sit down and talk to six tourists on a day, cook them lunch, get paid for it, and tell them all her stories from back in 1924 and 1940. This is people want that, and there's a lot of room for that. So there's a lot of generation for small business in Barbados, in the tourism industry. But the harassment level is not what That's not what we're referring to when we talk harassment.
Businessman Sean DeFreitas on Sagicor's Early Business.